Hi, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Margaret.
And we're your hosts of the Dear Future Self podcast, where I help you heal your heart and master your mind.
And I help you create more time and money freedom by helping you uncover and heal your money blocks.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about manifestation and how to use it to bring your desires into the physical.
Woo, woo, woo. Hello, everyone. Yes, this is my fun area that I love to talk about. So I'm super excited to get into the nitty gritty of manifestation and manifesting your desires.
This is a fun one, and I'm going to give Margaret the microphone today.
Ah, well, definitely ask me questions of clarification and stuff, and yeah, let's have a conversation about it, because I feel like there's manifestation is nothing new to our community. It's not anything new to a lot of people, but at the same time, it is new. You know, there are a lot of people that don't understand it, that don't quite get the ins and outs of it, which is why we're talking about it. So I want to start by simply going to the definition of manifestation as Google defines it. Okay. Manifestation is an event, action, or object that clearly shows or embodies something, especially a theory or an abstract idea. And I'm like, okay. To me, manifestation is the process of bringing in your desired outcome into the physical reality. That is you manifesting. That is you giving birth, almost, right? That's how I choose to look at it. I don't know if you've given thought to that, Jenny, or if you have an opinion of that or a perspective on how you look at manifestation and what it really means to you.
One thing I will say, when you do Google something, for everybody listening, don't always like read the first one, like scroll down and do some research, go down the rabbit hole.
But this is a definition.
When you said that, I felt like I just got a message. I'm like, just say that. You know what I mean? Like, don't take the first thing out there. Like, go down. Yes. I love manifesting because, you know, you knew about this when you were younger. Like, you knew this for so long. I didn't know about this until I was probably in my later 30s, when I started coming into this world, when I was leaving the 3D and into this world. And when I actually like looked on, I'm like, wow, I manifested that. I manifested that. I manifested that. I literally, good or bad, it doesn't matter. It's not always like the good stuff either. You can call in not so good stuff.
Of course, we're manifesting always.
Exactly. And so, that was like, wow. For me, it was very healing, because I think that is where I stepped out of the victim mode and really started self like reflecting and going, oh, if I created that and I manifested that, what else can I do? And that's where everything began. Like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. What would you say for you, like, when you became aware of actually being an intentional creator, what was the first thing that you noticed or that you remember that's still in your memory bank of like, oh, I created that? Like, you witnessed the creation of it coming into the physical from thought into reality.
Well, I mean, are you talking about like after I knew about it? Because
once you knew what it was, so that you had the appreciation of knowing like, oh, I created that.
Well, that's what I would say like happened to me when I first got that, was like looking back on my life and I'm like, everything, my ex-husband, which...
No. But I mean, once you realize what manifestation is and what creation is, from that point on, with the knowledge of knowing what it was, what has transpired in your life that you actually in real life witnessed transpiring in front of your face, knowing that you are creating it and it's unfolding because you put the wheels in motion.
Okay. One thing that really stands out for me is, what is it, 4 years ago or 5 years ago? I can't remember. I started journaling in like every day and every night. I started writing out this man, the creation of the man that I wanted to call in. My man is healthy. My man loves cooking for us. Like all of this, everything that I wanted to manifest into a partner, I started journaling. And I'm telling you, like literally everything, it, detail by detail. Let me tell you, do not skip out on that either. There's so much you do not want to miss out on, even the size of, you know, vitamin D. You know, everything, guys, everything. Dream big, manifest big. So yeah, so I was journaling and it took 6 months about to manifest, but it happened. And at the time when it happened, I didn't realize, I was like, oh, I manifested that. It didn't hit me at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was going through things and getting to know this person, like more and more and more, the months were going on, I was like, and then basically, I think I would say like when we started, like it started not working, I sat with that and I got hit with a message. You manifested that. Look at your journal. And I got, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't specific. Like there was some
enough. There's details you left out.
Yeah, there was some details I left out. So, oh God, did that make it even more fun? And now I was like excited to go create more.
Yeah. Which that would be called contrast in the world of manifesting, right? When you're manifesting and you are writing or journaling or calling in, whichever technique or method you're using to call in your desired outcome. When that outcome comes in and it's maybe not exactly like, you know, you hoped it would be, that's the contrast you need to then add to that list, right? Of that desired outcome. Because now you're like, oh, I forgot a little bit of salt. I forgot that pinch of pepper that I needed to add to that recipe. So now we're going to go add it again. Now we're going to try this recipe again with the addition of these new ingredients and let's see what happens, right? And it goes on and on and on and on. I think for me, while you're talking about men, so I could definitely say that, yes, for me, I had a very similar experience when it came to manifesting a man. And it literally, like, I remember I was on vacation, first of all, working on this, journaling, like going through the whole shebang. I think I took like a free 5-day workshop or something like that. It was like a challenge. So then, you know, I committed to journaling the details of this and like really getting into the feels of it and just releasing it. Like I was at my sister's for a week. It was during the holidays. And then I just released it, right? I released it. I went about my life. And then in January, shortly after I like got back from my sister's house, I ended up meeting someone in an unusual place. It was Trader Joe's.
I remember.
You remember this, right? And I remember it was a funny thing. Like I remember I was grabbing, I think, a box of like crackers, like the cheese sandwiches or something like that, the little mini ones, right?
Yep.
And I grabbed the box, and for some reason, and I don't do this every time, but for some reason at that moment, and I remember witnessing myself like literally in that split second of like, why am I called to do this? But okay, go do that. And literally it was me taking the box from like the top and replacing the one I took in the front with a new box. So then like I kind of cleaned up my mess up, sort of like, you know, I didn't want someone else to have to go like put that other box in the front because I took it, right? But that action at that very moment, this guy that worked at Trader Joe's was watching that interaction of me interacting with this box of crackers. And he was like, did you just replace that box of crackers? And it became this connecting point between us that we both felt energetically. Like, we both knew. And like, that's the thing. Like, I felt someone looking, I felt this energy and I felt this nudge to do this. So I just didn't question anything. I just was like, okay, I'm just going to move this box. I don't know why the fuck I'm moving it. Like, okay. And that was the connecting point. And I was like, oh, who is that? So from that point on, he stood out to me. So then there I am checking out, you know, and sure enough, it's his register, right? Like, I didn't think about this, right? And then just whatever, small talk, talking like you do at Trader Joe's, especially because they're all so friendly. And I mentioned going skiing because I had just gone skiing in Washington, Mount Baker, which is where my sister lives. And I had mentioned that. And he's like, oh, Mount Baker? Oh, I've climbed glaciers there. Like, he said something where he was like, yeah, oh yeah, I know it very well. And I was like, what? Like, what are the odds, right? So anyway, from that point on, I ended up, you know.
What are the odds? I love it.
So that's like, essentially we started to interact that way. Then he, like, you know, he left Trader Joe's because he went and worked somewhere else. But anyway, the point being, that's how we met and we ended up connecting and we dated for like 3 years, I think.
Yeah. And by the way, she called me as soon as she got in the car and she was like, I have a funny story for you. So I know all about this. And actually, guys, it was a little game because it was like, what do I do? Do I give him a number? Da, da, da.
Oh, like, but that wasn't the first interaction. Yes. That was like, you know, because there was a couple of weeks that he still had left at Trader Joe's. So like when I would go to the store, I would be like, oh my God, what do I do? Oh my God, he's there. Like, you know, all that stuff that you go through when you kind of
so
meet
cute.
Someone. Yeah. And then finally, like, I knew that he was leaving and I didn't have his contact information. And he, like, you know, we didn't exchange information in that way. And that's when I remember calling Jenny and I'm like, what do I do? Do I just give him my phone number? I'm like, I can't do that. And Jenny's like, get your fucking ass back in a damn store and give him your phone number. And I'm like, but I don't have a pen, but I don't have a piece of paper. She's like, you have a fucking receipt. Write your phone number on a receipt. Find a pen, you know, like, use lipstick. I'm like, I don't wear lipstick, Jenny. Oh my God, really? You really want me to do this? So I did.
Oh God, it was like, you should have heard that conversation. I wish you guys were like a fly on the wall in the car. It was so funny. And I was like, oh God, girl, like, you were having so much fun. I love, you're like, I'm going to Trader Joe's. What if I see him? What? I'm like, oh. And it was so much fun. Like, that was, I don't know. That was just so exciting.
Trader Joe, man, if you're listening, hi.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. So it was fun, but yeah, but long story short, it was fun how that transpired. But also the qualities that he had, right? The qualities that I journaled, the qualities that I called in, the outcomes I set with that relationship. Believe it or not, like, they were all there in alignment with my beliefs, open to all of this woo-woo stuff, right? An awareness of it, spiritual, like, you know, health and fitness of like mind, right? It was all there. So it was like super cool and fun. It's like, you know, it's like delightful. The universe and God is like delightfully, you know, giving you little tiny gifts and stuff that you've asked for, like literally delivered what I asked for. So that was fun. And that's how it's supposed to be, right? But I think many times what happens when we start to define our desired outcome, which is essentially step one, right? There are other things. I mean, there are plenty of formulas out there. There are plenty of ways to manifest out there. But I think a lot of times we tend to overcomplicate it. But then at the same time, I get it. Some people need their steps really, really defined and broken down. And some people are able to grasp on at a higher level. But I like to think of it in three steps, which is defining. Oh, my left ear is ringing. Mm. Someone's thinking about me, talking about me.
Probably Trader Joe's.
Yeah. So So step one is really to define your desired outcome. Some people will say goal, you know, manifestation. Wait, but
somebody from your past just saying that.
Yeah,
somebody someone from your past is thinking about you.
Well, there could be a couple, you know.
I know. But we were just talking about Trader Joe's, so it could be that.
Yes.
Just
yes.
saying.
Yes, yes. But essentially, defining your desired outcome. What is it that you are wanting to manifest, that you are wanting to come into your life? And, you know, and this is where there are different ways to do it. And I will say this much, there isn't a wrong or right way. Okay. The right way is the way that resonates with you. So yes, there are details like specificity is key. And the reason specificity is key, because that starts to target your subconscious mind, because our subconscious mind is the program that it's the operating system. It's how we operate, right? At a subconscious mind level, we're not aware of the stuff. It's like our breathing. That's our subconscious, right? It's operating. We don't think about how we breathe. We don't think about how our heart is beating. We don't think about any of that because it is done for us. The same thing when you're driving. You're driving. You don't think about left, right, left. You know, what do I do now? Oh, brake. No, you're automatically doing it. You're automatically looking at the lights because you have trained yourself to just be, to just do. And that program is then interwoven into your subconscious. And your subconscious is like, okay, cool. We're just going to drive right now. And you could drink your cup of coffee, put on your lipstick, although you shouldn't. But you, plenty of you are probably putting on your lipstick and filing your nails. God knows what else you're doing when you're driving, but you're doing a bunch of other shit, yet somehow you're driving because that program is deeply ingrained at the subconscious mind level. And this is where that conversation comes in when we talk about the mind, because when you start to call in desires to manifest, the mind will come in and a lot of times say like, nope. You can't have that. Who the hell do you think you are to want that, right? So you start to block yourself and sabotage yourself. That's why we get into the mind work. But at the same time, if we're just take it back to manifesting, really the first step is to define your desired outcome. And whether that is in a very detailed manner where you're specifying like, you know, it is now December 31st, 2024, and I am waking up in the comfort of my bed, I'm putting on my slippers, I'm going downstairs, I'm making coffee, and my business is thriving, I'm hearing Stripe, you know, funds coming in, like, you could get really, really detailed into a story for yourself for that outcome. Or you could simply say, you know, I am so thankful and grateful now that I have the love of my life. He is amazing, adores me, adores my children. We have an amazing relationship. He is my best friend. And you could leave it at that, right? So it really depends on, excuse me, what resonates with you. But that's the first step when it comes to manifesting. And we do this all the time without even being aware. But when you are a creator that is intentional, you are so much more powerful, right? The second step is your identity, which is not talked about enough. This is really the point where once you've really defined your desired outcome and you understand that, you know, for example, I'm running an experiment starting Monday, actually, which is what, January 29th?
Yes.
It's called Recalibrate, and it's a manifesting experiment where we're focusing on wealth. We will be manifesting money. So I have a group of individuals, and it's not too late to join. I'll leave the link or drop the link in the notes. But we're going to be focusing on money. So we're going to set a desired outcome for our desired amount and then how we're going to utilize it. But the important part is step two, which is the identity. Who do you need to become in order to get that outcome, right? What is the identity that you need to be operating from? Because really, when it comes to that identity, you really have to think about it from the perspective of, I already have it. I already have that desired outcome. It's already mine. It's already happened. So like, I'm here living my best life, and I've got the money, if that's what you're trying to manifest. I've got the relationship, if that's what you're trying to manifest. So from that perspective, what does that identity look like? How does she walk? How does she talk, right? Like, how does she smell? What are her rituals and routines? What is she doing on a daily basis if she already has the desired outcome? And then anytime as you're going through your day that you get triggered, for example, by a situation, pause and think about, wait a minute, is this my current identity that's being triggered? Or is that my new identity being triggered by whatever's happening? So for money, for example, if you are checking in with your bank account and you're getting triggered because you're afraid to see your balance, that is your old identity, right? Your old identity is freaking out because it's like, shit, I don't have money there. I might not have money. I may be in a negative. Oh my God, oh my God, you're more in lack, right? Whereas the new identity, the one that has the money, that trusts in making the money, trusts that the money's there, she is not worried about checking that balance because she's like, shit, money's always coming into me. Every time I check my bank account, I have more and more money because money flows to me easily and effortlessly because I just get paid to exist because I'm so fucking amazing, right? She is in that state. So when you start to get triggered, there's tools to work through those triggers, which is nervous system regulating. But that's step two. And step three, simple. Take inspired action. Take inspired action that is associated with your desired outcome. So, for example, if it's money and all of a sudden you get an inkling of start a podcast or apply for this job or go to this networking event. That is the universe and God communicating with you and giving you little pieces of information. And your job is to take inspired action on that. So apply for that job. Go to the networking event, right? Look into what it would take to start a podcast. And that's it. It's really that simple. But there's a lot of work that happens underneath the hood. So I had a question come up the other day where I was talking about identity. And a woman asked me, she said, like, I want to have the money, right? I want to be that wealthy version of myself. But how do I step into that identity if I can't spend money, right? Like, how am I going to be my wealthy self if I don't have a dime to spare? The work happens on the inside. In order to transition into your wealthy identity, we do a lot of self-concept work. So really, at that point, I have tools and techniques that I teach you how to use so that you reprogram basically how you're approaching and thinking about money. I won't go into detail on these on the podcast because it could get maybe a little bit too long, but I do go into detail on this in Recalibrate the Experiment. And that's the work that I know you've done to a certain extent, but that's the work that I've been doing. That's what has allowed me to manifest money. I mean, Jenny's witnessed me manifest thousands and thousands of dollars by tweaking and kind of testing out my formula.
Yeah, over the past couple of years, you're just like, guess what? Oh, and then like she'll have like unopened envelopes in her house and like all of a sudden she'll be like, oh, you know that mail that like I didn't open for like weeks? Yeah, or months. There's like checks in there that need to be cashed. And I'm like, she's like, look at that. It just like came to me. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, I just found $2,000 or yeah. Yeah. Oh, or
it's so funny.
I think my favorite one was, and this was a couple of years ago, I was doing a lot of work around money and clearing a lot of the resistance I had. So I was doing a lot of deep work, and I wasn't, I would say, intentionally calling in money with a lot of detail. I was more high level, like calling in money, right? At that time, I think I was calling in $100,000 just by virtue of declaring, making a simple declaration, and that was it. And I will not forget finding an account that I completely forgot. Like, who knows? It was years. I totally forgot about it. It was some stock options that I had received years ago, and I was getting ready to transition out of my existing company that I was with. I was with them for 21 years. So I was doing house cleaning, right? I was like taking care of my accounts. And out of nowhere, like, this account shows up. And at that time, I don't remember, I think it was like $60,000 that was just sitting there, you know? So it was just like, oh, here, you're trying to manifest 100? Well, here's 60. And that's, you know, when you're trying to manifest things, it can appear from anywhere. Like, for example, money, it could be a situation like that where it's like some account that you forgot about and all of a sudden, boom, you find it. Or it could be you could win something. Your credit card can debit you money because it overcharged you, or the IRS overcharged you and they end up sending you a check, or you get a hotel room comped, or you get a free coffee, right? Like
finding change on the ground.
Yes.
Not dismiss that. That is, I think, a big thing where people are like, oh, I found a penny, or, oh, you know, I found a nickel or whatever, a dime. You guys, that's money. And yes, in my world, I would be like, oh, that's messages from spirit. Like, somebody's trying to give me a sign. But
in God we trust.
That's a whole nother.
That's what it says on a penny, Jenny.
Yes. Well, yes, I know.
I was like, you're getting a God conversation. No, I'm just saying it says in God we trust. Yeah.
So on a whole nother podcast, that one would be, but celebrate that. Celebrate the money. Celebrate the penny, the dime, the nickel, the quarter, that change that you found, that you find. Celebrate it. Money's coming to you.
Yes. Well, yes, yes. And, you know, if we're talking about money, you have to be intuitive and tune into yourself to also see if there's resistance that comes up. Because if you are being resistant to certain things, then we need to clear that resistance. Because if you don't, then it ends up working against you, not in your favor. And
one thing I want to say is this episode is like, it's so much fun compared to like some of the ones we've done in the past, because it's like some of that's kind of like heavy.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh. And it's like, this one's like, I don't know, like my energy is like.
Yeah. Well, manifesting is fun.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be fun. That's the thing. One of the important things that I feel isn't talked about enough when it comes to manifesting is I'm going to record. One of the most important pieces when it comes to manifesting that isn't talked about enough, at least in my opinion, is the energetics, the energy that is required for you to hold in order to manifest your desired outcomes into reality. Because there's a duality to it. There's a duality to creation and to holding that energy, because in order to go all in, which is what you have to do to manifest, you have to have the ability to hold both the good and the not so good, right? You have to go in knowing like, hey, if it doesn't work out, I know I'm going to be okay. And I'm still going for it. Because what if it does work out? What if it does work out? And you're able to hold both of those, that means you're trusting the process, right? Because once again, trusting the process is understanding that I'm going to be okay, even if it does not work out. So going back to the energetics of it, it is very important to know how to hold that energy, right? But not even to know how to hold that energy, but also to know how to lift yourself up when you're down so that you get back into that energetic state and energetic flow. And that is a skill and something that I feel requires a little bit of mastery and work over time, because our emotions and our feelings are so powerful. I mean, it's the second step of creating when you think about thoughts, emotions, action, and reality, right? Our thoughts create our reality. Many of us have heard that saying. So our emotions can really make or break us. And if something happens to you that's super heavy and you sit there for way too long, guess what? That momentum is bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then what are you calling in? What are you calling in? And I'm not saying that you can't stay in a moment of feeling your feelings. You got to be in the feels. We're human. That's why we're here, actually.
Gotta right? Love the ego.
Yeah. We're here to be in our feels. We're here to feel all of the emotions, the heartache, the love, the joy, you know? That's why we're here. So for sure, you have to allow yourself to experience the heartache, let's say, but also understanding that there will come a time that you have to say, you know what? That's enough. I allowed myself a day or two to wallow in it, to cry my eyes out, to whatever. But now I'm going to shift. And I'm going to shift because I have my system in place. And we're going to get back into the flow and raise our vibration, because we're intentional creators and we fully understand that that is the only way to call in our desired outcomes. So energetics are super, super important. And knowing what techniques, what events, hobbies, you know, what are those things that really lift you up? And I don't think we talk about that enough in manifestation.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think, you know, it's hard for people. It's hard for people to get themselves out of the dumps when they're in the dumps. Emotions are fucking, they're a beast.
Well, when we start to understand that part of it, it's easier to understand. But when we are really in our 3D and our human so much, and we haven't done the work,
yeah.
You know, that's where we're just like, oh, this sucks. And why is this happening to me? And like, blah, blah, you know, and you're in that and you don't realize like what's going on. And that's why I said, like, when I look back, when I was spent, I don't know, half my life, I would say, in misery. Mm-hmm. And really not being me, being authentic, living my life, you know, I felt when I look back on that, I was like, you know, of course, it's kind of like a slap in the face going, you know, I could have done something about it, but I needed to go through all of that to become mm-hmm. who I am today. And it's a beautiful thing. But I'm telling you right now, it's like all these little things start, all these little nuggets start coming up and going, oh, I did that.
Yeah.
Think about things in your life. What have happened in there where you're like, I called that in. Like, think about things where you were like writing down, like, you know, when you were a teen and you were manifesting a boyfriend, or maybe you were even like, I'm going to marry him someday, because that's what I did. And literally my kids found a couple days ago in our yearbook that I had written Mrs. Jenny D'Agostino. And they're like, oh my God, mom. And then they're like, you're weird. And I go, no, I was manifesting, you know, but I didn't know that back then. But when you look all these years later and you realize, wow, look at all the things that I did create. It's so fucking cool. This work is so much fun. And so just, it's fun. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And what I was going also to add is when we're manifesting, what's also super important is gratitude and appreciation. And we also see, and I've done this and Johnny's done this, right? Where we're told that gratitude is important, be grateful, right? And what we end up doing is we end up adding this to our routine. Oh, what are the three things or five things that I'm grateful for, right? And we write them down in our routines in the morning or as part of our ritual. Then you write down, I'm thankful for my pillow and you know, my couch and my cat and my kids or whatever you choose to write down every day. And that's it, right? And you go about your day. And even though it's great to recognize that in that moment, but in that moment, are you really grateful? Like, are you really taking the time to feel into the gratitude? And I've talked about it on my podcast. I've talked about it on this podcast. And I don't think we know what it means to get into the state of gratitude and appreciation. And when you learn how to get into that state, you are oftentimes, I like to say, brought to tears. I am brought to tears a lot of times when I start to get into that mode, into that feeling, and like really think about what I have and what I've experienced and what I'm grateful for and what I appreciate. And that's what is meant by that gratitude. It's getting into that feeling where you're just overtaken, overpowered with emotion because you feel so fucking grateful and you feel so much appreciation for what you have experienced or what you have seen or what you've been a part of, because you have this amazing fucking pillow that someone designed. Someone sat there and designed that pillow. And then they drew it. And then they researched what That's fabrics. And then you
there
have
she
this
goes
like
with the design and her, you know, that's her background. I'm sitting here going, no, I'm like, God, this feels so good. It's so soft. It's so fluffy. Oh my God. I love it.
Yes. That. Yes. I will forever. And she's right. Because when I look at things, when I'm on my walk, I look at like the sidewalk, I look at the stop sign and I think about like, oh my God, like someone actually designed that screw and that little nut and bolt, and they actually thought about like how to put that together, and they had to sketch it out, and then someone, a designer, took it and designed it and thought about the shape and the color and the typography. So yeah, she's absolutely
welcome
right.
Welcome into the world of Margaret's brain.
And that's what Margaret, I get brought to tears when I think about things like that.
I love it. When you were talking about the pillow and yeah, like you guys, don't just speak it is what she's saying. Don't just speak
or
it.
Or write it.
Feel it.
And here's a trick to that. Here's a trick to that that you can use. I have five go-to experiences that I can think of. Like I'll close my eyes. I will visualize those experiences. And right then and there, I am overtaken with emotion. So for me, for example, I always go to this one because it touches my heart, but it involves my ex-husband. It is when he and I first started to date, and we were at a sister's house for a party or something, and he went and he got me a plate of food. Like he took care of his woman. And I had never experienced that. I had never experienced someone being so thoughtful. And it's such a small thing in a moment, right? But look at, here I am, like literally 20 years later, And I still remember that small moment. And when I think about it, I feel so much appreciation for it. Like I feel so, so loved, and I'm so touched that someone did that for me. And also, like, for example, and it's him again, but like, and your husband might do this for you, or your wife, when, if you're a coffee drinker in a morning and one of you gets up earlier than the other, and we would do this for each other, but typically he's the one that got up before I did. He would leave my coffee ready to go, my cup with a spoon on top of the cup, so that when I got up, I would just pop my coffee and it would be fresh and done. So it's little things like that that I have stored that I go to when I really want to get into that rampage of appreciation. And maybe that day I might be having a harder time. So I like will rely on the visuals that bring emotion up. Obviously my children, you know, is another one. Like I have in there, you know, situations and events with my kids that bring me a lot of gratitude. But that's like the little trick that helps to shift you into that feeling of appreciation. And if you could live in that at least a couple of minutes a day, man, I promise you so many things will shift for you, because it is at that at the verge of that appreciation. It is at that energetic vibration. It is that wave where you are so close to manifesting, because it is that energy, because it's so, such a high vibration.
That's so funny, that story you brought up. A memory for me, you're all in the feels and everything, and brought me back to when I would do that for my ex-husband when we were dating and we were at like a family party or something. I would, instead of making my plate first, I thought about him first. And so I made his plate, brought it to him, because he was playing, they always played poker and stuff like their card. Mm-hmm. I would go and bring it to him first. And like, I never thought about it, right? I just thought about him, put, you know, I always put his needs before me. And his family was like, made a huge big deal about it. And they like kind of made fun. And they were like, oh my God, oh my, where's my girlfriend? Where's my wife? They shouldn't do shit like that. Oh my God, literally made this big, big thing. And I was just like, what? Like, I literally just thought, I'm like, let me just go bring him a plate. But yeah, that shit was, once the kids came, that ended, and then everybody made fun of him. What happened to Jenny making, you know?
Oh, you stopped doing it.
It ended up being this huge story. And then it, you know, came to a point where I was like, God, I wish somebody would bring me a plate of food, man. I'm tired.
Yeah, no.
So this whole story started going when you were saying that. I'm like, Oh yeah, I remember that.
Put that shit on your list, because I'm like, but that's the thing, right? Like that would be a good example of contrast. I did not know the impact such a small, right? Because this is like an example of a seemingly small and insignificant action, right? Yeah. It's just a small, tiny little thing that someone did for you. And he has no idea till this day the impact it has had on me. It's like, it's a beautiful thing. And even this summer, we were together at a barbecue with our daughter. I had stopped by to drop something off. It was his weekend. And I hung around a little bit. There's some people I knew there. And he's like, oh, let me go make you a plate of food. And he made me a plate of food. And it was getting cold, so he brought me like a towel so I'm not cold. Like, it's just so nice to have someone take care of you. And I never realized that before, because I was such an independent woman, quote unquote, right? Meaning I was just armored up, mm-hmm. and, you know, had armor up the wazoo. But now, because I've experienced this, now I absolutely have that on my list, right? Like, I want a man that is thoughtful, that is, yeah, that adores the living life out of me, that is going to cherish me. And yes, make me a plate of food, make me a cup of coffee, and bring me a blanket when I'm cold without me even knowing that I need it. That is gratitude.
That's so beautiful. See, get into the feels of that, really. You let go of all your past experiences with all your exes and stuff. And
yes,
really, it's, that's a must. And really get into that moment. What would it feel like? if you were sitting in bed on a Sunday morning and you're just laying there and your man, your partner, whoever just comes up to you, here, babe, I made you this. And, you know, whatever it is, your tea or your latte or some, you know, some cut up fruit or whatever they did, you know, they just took a little extra time and they came and then they got in bed with you and you guys sat next to each other. You guys were eating it together and hugging and cuddling. It's all of that. And I'm like, that's so beautiful. Like I am manifesting that. I am manifesting that, those Sunday cuddles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. Yeah. It's yeah. Like this is another episode for sure if we wanted to talk about it, but yeah, like looking back at the person that I was then, right? And looking through the eyes and the lenses that I have on now, like, wow, you know, like it's just, well, I'm not the same individual. Neither are you. So like the appreciation for those things has changed dramatically and drastically where I recognize it now. I really appreciate those little things so much more now. Like I said, like when over the summer, I recognized right in the moment in the spot, like, wow, he's bringing me a plate of food and a blanket and this, like, wow, this is so thoughtful. Like I totally was, I was able to be present to that happening. Whereas before I was not able to be present. I recognized that it felt good and that I liked it, but I don't think I was able to appreciate the beauty behind that action and a gift. You know what I mean?
So,
but all this to say that there are moments in your life where you can use your memory bank. You could rely on your memories and you can get yourself into the feels of gratitude and appreciation. So much so that you're going to be bursting with love and appreciation because that experience was so wonderful and amazing. So much so that you will end up crying. I cry all the time when I think about stuff. All the time. All the fucking time. I was crying this morning in a car. So.
But it's so, oh my God. It's so good though. It's so good. Like if you guys are not able to cry, you're so blocked. You have so many blocked, you know, at your heart chakra, your throat chakra, your root, your solar plexus, somewhere in your body, you are blocked. You need to cry. It's so important. And a good, healthy cry just opens up and gets all, if you guys can actually see what's happening inside of you, it's a beautiful thing. And then this manifestation process just, it's wonderful. I love it. I love it. So I'm so excited for Sunday.
Oh yes.
Well, actually when they listen to this, the event will be done because it is.
This is accurate. This will be post event. So we won't be excited. We'll be exhausted, but.
Oh, we will still be excited creating the next one.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, that's for us. We're recording this the week of our event, basically our event's on Sunday and recording that the week before it. So super psyched to see everyone that's coming and really excited to share some new things with the attendees.
Yeah. And then you get to create more the day after. And so you guys like hop on, you know, she'll post the links.
Recalibrate.
Yep. How to join when she starts on Monday.
Yep. And it's free. By the way, I forgot to say that when it comes to recalibrate the experiment, which is the manifestation experiment that I'm running in February, it's completely free. I just want to see how this will work for you, how we could fine tune it for you. Because the point here is I'm going to be sharing in detail my formula. We're going to set a desired outcome that is just around money. We're going to make it easy. And at the end of the week, you're going to have your own custom manifesting formula, basically based on the pieces that I have experienced. So I'm going to help you customize it to you. And then you're going to utilize this formula Some might call it a mental diet, but that's a completely different topic. But you're going to use this formula to then focus for the rest of the month to manifest your desired outcome. So we'll be there together. I will be there answering questions. And the point is to have fun. The point of it is to hold the energy of fun, is to do the things that you love during this time. So there's going to be a lot of that. I don't want to, you know, overburden people with, you know, lessons and videos and stuff like that. It's not a challenge like that. This is more of, let's keep it light. Let's not overcomplicate it. And let's have fun while we apply these techniques that I'm introducing to you.
I have a question. If somebody wanted to join, but they were financially good, could they still join for like manifesting like a partner or something else?
Well,
that'd be another.
Yeah, they can, except the conversations in this round are really going to be focusing on money. But the formula works for anything. Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah. Beautiful.
That's well, on that note, I think we've yapped about for long enough. I have no idea how long we've been talking, but I could talk about this stuff day in, day out. It's so fun for me.
Yes, this is a very fun topic. And I think we just continued on because the energy was good. It felt good. Like this was definitely a good episode. So yeah, let's make 2024 a year of manifesting.
Yeah. Be an intentional creator and don't forget to share this episode with your BFF or whoever, right? Because we truly rely on you spreading the word. We appreciate you. We appreciate the time you give to us. We know time is such a beautiful commodity that we have. And when you give us your time, we really appreciate you. So if you could share with your BFF or someone that needs to hear this or would benefit from this, please do so. We
love
you
guys,
for it.
There's a tip for you too. If you don't have a lot of time on your drive, and whether it's a 30 minute episode or 45 or an hour, whatever, you know, you guys could speed this up. There is a setting button and you could speed it up so you could listen to us a lot faster. So just saying, if you really don't have the whole 45 minutes, you can actually speed that up.
Yep. 1.25 to 1.5 works usually. I can't do two. Two is too much for me.
Yeah. It's like, woo.
Yeah. I don't think I ever listen to anything anymore the regular speed when I'm listening to podcasts or YouTube videos. It's always like 1.25 or 1.5.
You shared that with me a while ago, and I just thought that just popped into my head to share. I was like, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I mean? Like I totally do that now for sure. So,
yeah.
Oh, well, thank you guys so much for tuning in again for another episode. And we have lots to do, lots to plan for Sunday, and super happy and excited for this. And yeah. So thank you guys. Love you so much.
Yeah. And you know what? Just to review with you, 3 steps, defining your desired outcome, defining your desired identity, and taking inspired action. Just chew on that, noodle on that. If you want more detail, get in my group and we'll go. Huh?
Said noodle on that.
Yeah, noodle on it. Just noodle a little bit. You know, noodle.
No, you're not supposed to noodle anymore.
I'm not noodling. She's talking about me eating dry pasta noodles.
On that note, I had to be.
Yes. Sorry, we're going off on a tangent right now. We're manifesting with noodles. Noodle. Toodaloo, noodaloo. Okay, we're going. It's time. It is time.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you all. Until next time.
Bye.